EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
I'm just gonna bash your brains in.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
You're staying. This isn't a democracy anymore.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am Bane Hellborn, and the infamous MJ will be joining us later. Let's talk about some of our crowdfunding friends. Indiegogo.com. One Must Fall, an 80s-themed horror comedy slasher. A girl wrongfully fired from her office job takes on a temp job on a crime scene cleanup crew while a serial killer is still at large. They only have a couple days left. They're at $10,615 and they're still looking for $25,000. Please, please, please do give to this project, because this is first-time director Antonio Pantoa. This is his first ever film, and he also would like to use the funds to do a week-long filmmaking class to pass on what he's learned and to help someone else make their films. And he'll even offer his film gear to a student who completes that course. So give to this one. Our other friend Daniel Young, For Her. This is post-production costs that they need, £600. They're at £155. They have 6 days left as of this recording. Please do help give to this project. And that's on Indiegogo.com. MJ did an interview last week with Sal Konka for Heckler Kane Productions and their project of Seymour the Unfortunate Vampire. Go to hecklerkane.com and look for their link to seedandspark.com for their fundraiser. Please do give to this one. To see a vampire newly made and trying to figure out what the hell he's supposed to do, that's going to be fun. So please give to these projects if you can, and if you can't, you can still spread the word. The links will be in the show notes. And now we're going to take a break with some music right here. It's EMZT Radio.
Tears, the price you pay.
you can find right now on Amazon Video is a pretty good movie called Playing with Dolls: Havoc. It was developed by director Rene Perez and production house Von Metz Entertainment. It is the third film in the third film that finds a serial killer and a psychopath Havoc escaping from his prison. This time he targets his jailers and the local residents of an isolated wood. And now the film is already out. It's been out since last Thursday. It has a sadist and a voyeur in it as well. He is now out of prison and is targeting everybody he can think of. Perez is revitalizing the slasher genre, that's pretty sure. He has brutal kills and the feminine figure playing with dolls. Havoc brings back some of the best elements of the horror subgenre you can think of. Fans of slashers can see this latest film just about everywhere. All you got to do is head over to Amazon right now. We'll put the link in the show notes.
Betrayed. she tells you how to be. Did she tell you she loves me? Oh, does she look the same? Does she still have that locket? Does she know your name? Did you pass the audition? Perform your act of contrition? Was it worth all the hassle? Did she give you the keys to the castle?
Movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV. The first viral television on the web. Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live, 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
A tribute to George Romero from Shudder. What's killing it this week? Your guide to what Shudder members are streaming. Night of the Living Dead, the 1968 George A. Romero original. From the first moments of the iconic opening scene, George Romero created a genre that still shows no sign of slowing down. Night of the Living Dead, the 1990 remake. George Romero persuaded his friend and frequent collaborator, FX legend Tom Savini, to step into the director's chair for this gory remake. Tales from the Dark Side episode, Trick or Treat. Written and produced by George Romero, this episode finds a miser who is visited by ghouls on Halloween. Tales from the Dark Side episode, The Devil's Advocate. Another episode written and produced by Romero, a radio host is transformed into a demon who must broadcast for eternity. Hashtag Shudder Killing It. Tell Shudder what keeps you up at night and use hashtag Shudder Killing It for a chance to be featured in Shudder's weekly newsletter. A Shudder exclusive, Cuso. Broadcasting in the wake of a nightmarish earthquake, Cuso is the bold, hallucinatory debut from director Steve, a.k.a. renowned musician Flying Lotus, you won't believe your eyes or your mind. Shudder, Summer of Shorts series, Aftermath. Next up in the Summer of Shorts series is a supernatural crime drama about a young man in South Korea who reckons with the power to predict both who will die and who will kill. Snowman's Land. Need to cool down? This wicked thriller set in the Carpathian Mountains should do the trick. Shudder TV. Tune in each week for a new, never-ending stream of heart-pounding thrills. Discover this week's 10 Unpleasant Surprises. Shudder can be found on Apple TV, Apple, Android, Roku, Chromecast, Fire TV, and Xbox. And Shudder.com.
She lies in bed.
petition aims to honor George A. Romero on a postal stamp. This article comes from bloodydisgusting.com. With the loss of George A. Romero still fresh in our minds, a petition has been launched in hopes of honoring the Godfather of the Dead with his own postal stamp. Romero created the zombie genre as the co-writer with John A. Russo and director of 1968 movie Night of the Living Dead, which went to show future generations of filmmakers such as Tobe Hooper and John Carpenter that generating big scares didn't require big budgets. Living Dead spawned an entire school of zombie knockoffs, and Romero's sequels included 1978's Dawn of the Dead, 1985's Day of the Dead, 1990's Land of the Dead, 2007's Diary of the Dead, and 2009's Survival of the Dead. Romero also directed my absolute favorite vampire movie, 1978's Martin, as well as 1973's The Crazies, 1981's Knight Riders, 1982's Creepshow, 1988 Monkey Shines, 1990 Two Evil Eyes, and 1993 The Dark Half. I would love for the post office to do an entire series of these and include the likes of Wes Craven, Betsy Palmer, Christopher Lee, and even Herschel Gordon Lewis. Who do you think deserves to be immortalized on a stamp? And do you realize, with the horror fans, how many stamps will be bought from the post office if they cater to us? The post office would be swimming in bank money from all that, from catering to the horror community. They have no idea that we are such an untapped resource. I highly agree with this. Yes, I agree. Sign that petition to get George A. Romero on a postal stamp. He'd be worth every penny. The petition is at petition.com/petitions and look for Honor George Romero on a Postage Stamp and sign it. I did. You're listening to EMZT Radio. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. For you, the listeners of EMZT Radio Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And please give a try with... My choice is Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman has been long inspired by the ancient mythology in creating the fantastical realms of his fiction. Now he turns his attention back to the source, presenting a bravura rendition of the great northern tales. In Norse mythology, Gaiman fashions primeval stories into a novelistic arc that begins with the genesis of the legendary Nine Worlds, delves into the exploits of the deities, dwarves, and giants, and culminates in Ragnarok, the twilight of the gods, and the rebirth of a new time and people. And you can download your pick free by trying audibletrial.com/EMZT.
Still, you're breathing. before you leave.
An all-new teaser for American Horror Story Season 7 has dropped on the internet from an article on popculture.com. And the show's creator, Ryan Murphy, is cranking up the creepy factor in this terrifying footage. On Thursday, Murphy revealed that the title of the next season is American Horror Story Cult. Judging by this teaser, it could be an entire cult of creepy clowns led by Twisty himself. While he remains tight-lipped about many plot points of the next installment to the FX franchise, Murphy has revealed that it will be an 11-episode season, takes place on the night of the 2016 presidential election. In the coming season of American Horror Story, vets Sarah Paulson and Evan Peters will star, as well as series newcomers Billy Lord, who previously worked with Ryan Murphy on Fox's Scream Queens, and Billy Eichner from Billy on the Street. Also joining the cast will be girls star Lena Dunham. Murphy tweeted earlier this week, quote, "Thrilled that my talented friend Lena Dunham is joining the American Horror Story family. Always wanted to work together, and now we are," end quote. On Thursday, Paulson took to Twitter to express her excitement for the new season. Quote, "Here we go, AHS7 cult," she wrote. "Shit goes down, woof," end quote. Other actors that are confirmed to be returning are Adina Porter from Roanoke, Cheyenne Jackson, Hotel and Roanoke, Mare Winningham, Coven, Freak Show, and Hotel, and Frances Conroy, Murder House, Asylum, Coven, Freak Show, Roanoke. One star from the previous seasons that won't be returning is pop singer Lady Gaga. She was featured on the Hotel and Roanoke seasons, but will not be in Season 7. American Horror Story Cult premieres on September 5th at 10 p.m. on FX. And you are listening to EMZT Radio.
Check out what's coming to DVD next week. As a matter of fact, from Unearthed Films comes Three Tears on Blood-Stained Flesh. That's right, it's heading towards DVD. It's a modern Midwesternized spin on the Galio. This is the tale of Dominic, a man with a dark past who returns to the small town he has long since abandoned to bury his niece Lexi, who has recently passed, dragging his troubled daughter Kendall along with him. He simultaneously reunites with his estranged sister, Stella, and they reignite a past rivalry with the corrupt town sheriff, Rex Dresco. Check this one out. It has a lot of stuff, a supernatural curse, a masked killer, and a very high body count. So if you're a fan of the body counts, you're definitely going to want to check this movie out. Once again, it's called Three Tears on Bloodstained Flesh from Unearthed Films.
Well, I know my-
Americans will finally be able to see the Poughkeepsie tapes legally. From an article from HorrorFreakNews.com, 10 years after making an international splash, horror fans in the USA will finally be able to see the found footage phenomenon, the Poughkeepsie tapes, when it hits Blu-ray and DVD for the first time on October 10th. The film was acquired by MGM back in 2007, when the found footage subgenre was still relatively fresh. We'll never know who made the decision to shelf the film seemingly indefinitely, or why. The Poughkeepsie tapes were made available via DirecTV back in 2013, but the film was pulled from streaming service after just 1 week. Many fans hypothesized that excitement over the film's video-on-demand release had MGM reconsidering a theatrical release. Obviously, that never happened. The fact that Poughkeepsie tapes had been available overseas for years made bootlegs popular under-the-table items sold at conventions. Horror fans will definitely want to see the film, if for no other reason than to finally put it into proper historical context. But those who give the Poughkeepsie tapes a spin are sure to recognize what a missed opportunity shelving it was. The aesthetic is similar to the Blair Witch Project, which was effective in its day, but now considered passé. It could have been a hit had the studio struck when the iron was hot, but alas, no one will look at the Poughkeepsie tapes and think, "That's unique." At best, they'll think, "That's quaint." Also, the Poughkeepsie tapes excels at sowing seeds of fear, especially regarding the strangers we interact with in our daily lives. For this reason, the film was designed to be experienced in a movie theater surrounded by dozens of other bodies in the dark. You might be able to recapture some of the effects by watching the Poughkeepsie tapes in a large group, but probably not. Anyway, the Poughkeepsie tapes isn't available for pre-order yet, so we know nothing about special features, if there even are any. In an abandoned house in Poughkeepsie, New York, murder investigators uncover hundreds of tapes showing decades of a serial killer's work. The Poughkeepsie Tapes is directed by John Eric Dowdle, as above, so below, and stars Chasey Chbosky, Ben Mesmer, and Samantha Robson. And this is EMZT Radio.
Thank you. very pretty, very pretty, very pretty.
To do it for EMZT Radio for this week. Hope you join us next week. Jackie Dallas of Stranger Things is going to join us right here in the dungeon. I want to thank Bane, who's obviously our schedules have not been great as of the last couple of weeks. She is going to be on next week. We'll finally be back together. There's no tension or nothing like that. It's just work schedules and family schedules have just completely screwed everything up. That's why you hear us recording separate separate promos. Anyways, just go ahead, check out the Teespring shop if you want to buy a new shirt. The new shirts are coming. We are going to put them up soon. We are still working on the design of the new shirts as we speak. Check it out. Patreon, of course, if you want the early interviews, if you want the podcast early, go ahead, head over to Patreon right now. Go ahead and, you know, plunk down $10. You get a best of show. You get a whole bunch of good fun stuff with the $10 donation. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and just about anywhere that has social media at this point. We'll be there eventually, somehow, some way. We are going to start doing some live shows on Twitch soon, so stay tuned for that. I know we've been doing a lot of promising and not coming through on it. That has a lot to do with our schedules, and believe me, things are about to get a little bit more hectic, but we are planning live shows coming up soon. So once again, just head on over. As far as the radio station goes, there is probably going to be a change, and it's probably going to come very, very soon. We'll let you know. We'll give you the full details on our Twitter page, EMZT Radio. Of course, EMZT Podcast Radio on Facebook. You know the deal at this point. Anyways, we are out of here for this week. We will see you next week, children.
Psychos! Movies make psychos or create
Bad Rob! Bad Rob!